Error: too much lean. A motorcycle becomes potentially less stable as lean angle increases. Doug says, with extreme lean, you're running out of tire or dragging something and lifting them. The steeper you go, the worse it gets. For example, bumps, ripples, and slippery stuff are far more likely to cause the bike to wiggle or slide with more lean. And, as we have seen, throttle control plays a huge part in stability. The steeper you go, the better throttle control must be. Of course, being corner junkies, we love it. Right up to the point when the SRs are triggered and ruin it. So let's establish our goals and purposes for this important part of riding and control it. The purpose of steering is to make direction changes. The goal of steering is to get through the turn accurately with as little lean angle as possible for the speed you are traveling. Doug, I've noticed I had lean angle left over and then tried to use it, but it didn't help lap times. Steer rate, lean angle, and speed. Everybody knows that the faster you go, the steeper you have to lean to get around a turn, right? Okay, I agree. The more speed you have, the more centripetal force is generated pushing you to the outside, and steering to a steeper lean angle compensates for that force and allows you to hold your line. But that's not the whole story. To help illustrate this point, let's draw a simple turn and set the speed, turn point, maximum lean angle, line, and steer rate for the rider. See drawing A for page 68 in your booklet. On the next pass through the turn, drawing B, our rider becomes lazy and he steers it a bit slower, but uses the same turn point, speed, and maximum lean angle. Where will the bike go? Wide, of course. On the third pass through this turn, let's have our rider use the same speed, the same turn point, and maximum lean angle, but a quicker steer rate. Where will he go now? Too far to the inside. How can he get through this turn, drawing C, using the exact same turn point, line, and speed, but a quicker steer rate? What are his options? 1. A later turn point might work, but would you do it if the one you had was already working? Chances are you and he wouldn't. 2. Get back on the gas earlier? Maybe, if he can. 3. Get on the gas harder to make it run wider, out onto his original line? It is a possibility. 4. Back in the gas both earlier and harder? Again, maybe. 5. Use less lean angle, drawing D. The lean angle he was using put him into the grass. Why not? Of all the options, number 5 opens more doors than it closes. For example, once you've done it with less lean angle, it is an easy step deciding to go through it faster next time, using up the leftover ground clearance, still holding your line, and staying on the road. Chandler, Doohan is the only one who is getting away with a lot of lean angle. What happens now if the rider wants to increase his speed through the turn? If he wants to keep the same lean angle and turn point, he will again have to turn it quicker. Chandler, spend less attention on the track surface and more on your riding. Once you have confidence you could get it in on your mark every time, you can work on other stuff. What do we now know? For a given speed, the quicker you turn your bike, the less lean angle you use. Is it desirable to have less lean angle? Yes. Would it give you a safety margin to have more lean angle available if needed to go around a road or track hazard? Yes. Is the bike more stable at less lean? Yes. Could you go faster with the spare clearance? Yes. Is traction better with less lean angle? Yes. Does this align with the basic goal of steering? Yes. Do you agree with all of this? Doug commented, in essence, the less angle you use from your quick flick, the less you have to move the bike side to side to get through it. Donnie Green, the major important point is how quick, not how far. When I show a school student how you can turn one, that opens the door for them to do it quicker themselves.